Mr. Vega, I'll show you how to use your insulin pen now.
Okay.
Before we start, we'll wash our hands. Okay, I've got everything ready on the trolley. First, take the cover off the insulin pen.
Right.
Now, use an alcohol wipe to clean the rubber seal on the end of the insulin pen.
Okay.
Now screw the needle onto the end of the insulin pen.
Okay. Now it's put together, right?
That's right. Next, you have to prime the insulin pen.
What does that mean?
It means that you have to get the insulin right to the end of the needle.
I see. How do I do that?
Firstly, turn the end of the pen to number 2.
Number 2 in the window.
That's it. Then get the insulin to the end of the needle to prime the pen.
Okay.
That's it. You can see the drop of insulin at the end of the needle.
Yes.
Next, turn the end of the pen to dial the dose of insulin.
Right. I need 12 units.
Now, pinch up some skin on your abdomen so it's easier to inject the insulin.
Like this, so the skin's raised?
That's it. Hold the pen up and inject into the raised skin.
Okay. Hold pen upright and inject.
Finally, hold in the button at the end of the pen and count to 5 so all the insulin goes in.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's it. Now you put the pen away until you need it next time.
Okay. Do I have to keep the insulin pen in the fridge?
No, you mustn't store the insulin pen in the fridge.
Why is that?
Insulin shouldn't be too hot or too cold, so it's best to store the pen at room temperature.
Right. So what do I use the cool pouch for then?
Use the cool pouch when you travel, so the insulin stays at the right temperature.
That's handy.